So it's a Friday night and you're home alone. Some friends were going to check out a movie, maybe grab a bite to eat and have a few drinks, but you've decided to pass on the invitation. Besides, you've got to fill up the SUV on Monday and, well, need I say more? There is absolutely not a thing on TV. Why are you paying for 500 channels when 450 have the same repeats on? Might as well pull out the laptop. Grab a glass of grape juice served in your favorite fancy wine glass and surf the web. How long has it been since you've been out of the house? It's kind of hard to meet guys or girls these days because so many people are doing just what you are right now at this very moment. Behind closed doors, eyes focused on the pixels of a 15 to 17 inch monitor with the sounds of a keyboard replacing that old CD you used to listen to all the time. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little concerned about our social networking skills. We've forgotten how to establish and maintain eye contact, the importance of a firm yet not finger-breaking handshake, how to introduce people in our party to people whose names we've forgotten because we haven't seen them in years, but we did remember to send them a birthday e-card once. By show of hands, how many people have been on any of the following sites? MySpace, Facebook, Black Planet, Adult Friend Finder, or AFF, as one guy called it, trying to sound ominous as if I didn't know about the website where people go to literally show their ass, and it's all right because everyone else is doing it there too. Note to self, check to see if old profile is still active. All right. Let me explain what happened. What had happened was, about 8 years ago, me and my boyfriend were bored. Yeah, that's the word. He had this great idea to take some headless pictures and post them online. Now, they were not all of me, so I agreed. I did mention the boredom factor, right? Okay, let's skip to a month or so ago. Warning, reoccurring theme here. I was bored and surfing the internet, much like the person at the beginning of the story. All right, you got me. Damn, I'm talking about myself. I happened to come to a site that will forever remain nameless, and to my surprise, there is a very familiar rear end staring back at me. Immediately, I pick up the phone, call the owner of this nice piece of real estate, and ask the question, are you still posting pictures on the nameless booty site? He tells me no, and I go on to explain what I found. I then learn that people steal pictures of other people's body parts. Who knew this? So I email my favorite piece on the booty site, hoping to get a response and some indication of who had stole my man's ass. Some guy named Chuck, sure that was his name, claimed it was all him in the picture. I proceeded to tell him what a small world, because what are the chances that he would have the same ass and pictures on the wall as my man? It took several emails to the administrator of the site to convince them that the pictures, yep, more than one, were not of the person they thought it was, and that we'd kindly like them to be removed. Eventually, they were, only to show up on one other site that we know about. This is Letitia, and the moral of this story is simple. If you are bored, never take naked pictures and post them on the internet. You just never know where your ass may end up. Now, if we could only find that home video.